موسيقى من هذا العالم، نغم الحياة. أنتم تستمعون إلى نغم الحياة من البلد القديمة.
يأتيكم صوت جديد،
نغم الحياة.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is Rhythms of Life, Nagam El Haya, with me, Paul Bernard. And you're listening to great music, music from all around the world. So let's kick off the great music right now with this from Anne Boleyn. This is called Little Tyrants. She's someone who has sung to three presidents of the US. It's Mavis Staples, and I like the things about you.
I looked in the mirror. What did I see? A brand new image of the same old me. Oh, but now I wonder, why should I be surprised? I like the things about me. I like the things about me. I like
time. I wish my hair was fine, and I can remember when I wish my lips were thin. Oh, but now I wonder, why should I be surprised?
I like the things about me. I like the things about me. I like the things about me. I like the things about me that I once despised. I like the things about me. I like the things about me that I once despised.
Makes no difference now, y'all, how you may feel. I done reached the point why I wanna be real. I'm tired of living, living in disguise.
I like the things about me. I like the things about me. I like the things about me. I like the things about me that I once despised. I like the things about me. I like the things about me. I like the things about me that I once despised. I like the things about me. I like the things about me. I like the things about me. I like the things about me that I once despised.
So it's time now for our question of the day, and our question is quite simply this. What is your favourite movie? Which movie have you watched in the past and thought, my goodness, that is absolutely fantastic, I love that movie. Of course, last Sunday we had the Oscars in the US, and movie makers were being celebrated for their movies. But today, what is your favourite movie? You can go to Rhythms of Life on Nagam Al Hayah right there on Facebook and leave your opinion right there on our Facebook page. So today the question is, what is your favourite movie? Is there a movie that really stirs you? Go to our Facebook page, Rhythms of Life on Nagam Al Hayah, and leave your opinion right there on our Facebook page. Well, they want to impact non-Christians with the gospel, and actually one of them is a relative of mine. It's Soul's Rest and Better Weapon.
If you're tired of the same old routine, I know a place we can go to uncover the dream. It's not in the lines, it's in the space in between. 'Cause what's said is only 10% of the theme.
When my heart grown up, when I saved the world by using my mind like a gun, seems a better weapon.
It go left, right, left, right. They marching jet boots through the night. The army fatigues her to keep the character hidden. Just another clone on a repetitive vision. Only seeing in two-dimensional vision. The need to be seen to make her visibly within the prison of living in mind. This mindscape's
wear fat on provisions of pop culture man.
I'm a man, make a fan base, hit the fans race in one direction. The selection is crank raised, elevated like neon signs. We are not mere peons praising these shrines. Wear many designs, many different kinds, constantly coloring outside of the lines. Everybody snap out of it, hypnotized. Conformity normally wears a disguise, a mask.
If you're tired of the same old routine, I know a place we can go to uncover the dream. It's not in the lines, it's in the space in between. Cause what's said is only 10% of the theme.
When my heart grown up, oh, when I save the world by using my mind like a gun, seems a better weapon.
Identify who is the enemy. It's the end of me, beginning a new thing. There's no identity. Crisis, life ain't a time for lifeless routines. To see through these things suffice us. Individual visual sight is incredible. Let it fill our minds and it define us. Rhyming timeless inside the blinders. They want a uniform to confine us. So form forms beyond solid dimensions. Clenching fists with this overwhelming tension. Stretch tight like elastic. The apprehension of being in between two forces directing. Leads to an inevitable question. The choice pre-snaps of invention. The thrill of hope or the sting of rejection. The love of things or the quest for perfection.
If you're tired of the same old routine, I know a place we can go to uncover the dream. It's not in the lines, it's in the space in between. Cause what's said is only 10% of the theme.
He achieved signal success in his chosen work for several different reasons.
Let's try step number one.
Save the world by using my mind like a gun. Seems a better weapon.
You can try.
Training, dedication.
Gotta dream.
Know what I mean?
Gotta follow that.
Let's try step number two.
Be your own man. Stand on your own feet.
Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream. His quest for racial equality was motivated by more than altruism. King was motivated by a powerful sense of God's promise for his future and that of his people. There are great promises out there waiting for you to connect by faith. An old prophet once wrote, "God's plans for you are good plans, to give you a future and a hope." Why not take some time to pray and connect with those promises today? This is Mal Fletcher.
Well, they say their music is technically worship. It's just a different form. It's Capital Kings, and I feel so alive.
I've seen life through the eyes of a different soul. I left my past so my future would be under control. Now I got nothing standing in my way. I gave it all away. I gave it all away.
So scared my own heart would try to abandon me. Now I got nothing standing in my way. I gave it all away. I gave it all away. You got me living how I want it all along. Now all my fears have run away. You got me living how I want it all along. I feel so alive. I'm breaking through the haze to a brand new day, cause my heart has
Well, Dawn met Jesus in her second year of high school. It's Firefight and Prove Me Wrong. Time now for our quiz, Who Is He? And today's he is a she. We are looking for Who Is She? And at the moment we're looking at famous Arabs. So she was born on March the 10th, 1976. And her father is Lebanese and her mother is Egyptian. And she was a runner-up in Miss Lebanon. And she is known through her music for her beauty. And she's released 4 studio albums. Mm-hmm. and she made her acting debut in 2008 with Sea of Stars. And she's one of the most notable singers in the Arab world. And she's also considered one of the most successful Lebanese singers. And in 2006, she was on People's Magazine's most 50 Most Beautiful People list. And she won the little and the title of Miss Lebanon at the age of 16. But who is she? Well, it is, of course, Haifa Wennerby. Or should I say Webby. Well, it's God's DJ. This is Andy Hunter and Rise Up. We'll be right back. Well, are you living in darkness or living in light? This is Come to the Light. It's More Than Rubies.
Yeah, T-Com, Salt and Jerry.